Welcome to the jungle. Okay, very good Tuesday to you. My name is Jim Rome. All right, lots to get to. What do you know? We finally got some good ball. And a lot to cover. In fact, you don't even need to hear my open, right? I will give you a good open, and I will give you some things to react to, but you don't need to hear my open to react to what you saw last night. I'm talking to you, Laker fan. I'm talking to you, Sixer fan. Start dialing right now, 1-800-636-8686. Again, start dialing right now, 1-800-636-8686. Phone lines are wide open. If you want to hit me up on the X platform, I would encourage you to do that too. That always works. In fact, now better than ever, at Jim Rome. And you can still email me for the time being, Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveItTake.com. We are within a few days of the NFL draft. It's officially NFL draft week. Former Oregon Ducks quarterback Bo Nix, part of that great draft class in terms of quarterbacks. Bo Nix coming up at 9:40. Next hour, a senior writer for The Athletic, Joe Varden, talks some NBA with us. And in and around all of that, I got to hear from you. I mean, after last night, after those games last night, there's not a single reason why you can't get on the phone and hit me up with a solid take. 1-800-636-8686. Start dialing. All right, so I said yesterday I was looking for some good basketball, some good playoff basketball. And luckily, I finally found some. Yesterday, I had a clone email suggesting that I shorten the association to just the ass, or just plain ass, because the games could not be any worse than they were. It went from they could not be any worse than they were to pretty damn good pretty quickly, right? Well, not for everybody. Not for the Car Flag Nation. Not for you, Philly fan. But for the rest of us, that was some pretty amazing basketball last night. And then some pretty amazing ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba choking. Yeah, well, ba-ba-ba-ba, this playoff basketball game is hard, dog. It is for some. Now, you know, I don't throw that term around lightly. I don't like to go with the C-bomb without thinking about it. You know, that's a pretty gnarly thing to say about an athlete or a professional athlete. In fact, it's about the worst thing you can say. Other than quitting, choking is the worst thing that you could say about an athlete, much less the entire team. Much less two entire teams. But if I don't say that, what am I supposed to say? If I don't call it that, what am I supposed to call what happened to the Lakers and the Sixers both last night? Were those not two of the clearest cut cases of teams gagging away games that they desperately needed to win and absolutely should have won? Like, if that's not gagging, then I don't know what gagging is anymore. It's got to be especially devastating for smoked Ham's Lakers. You can't say that I did not warn you, Ham. I warned you that you were going to find that smoke that you were asking for and you were looking for. And now smoked Ham, that is 10 in a row. That's 10 for you. Not one. Not two. Not two. Not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, 10. 10 straight L's against the Nuggets.
And when I say that, I really believe it.
You just lost your 10th in a row to the Nuggets and did so by blowing a 20-point lead. That's a rough look. Smoked Ham, that's bad enough to have Car Flag Nation sprinting to the garages to hide their car flags and rip off their purple and gold bumper stickers and remove their Laker license plate covers. 10th loss to Denver in a row. And even on a night where the Lakers had it all working. Lakers had it all working and Denver seemed to have no interest in that game whatsoever. Even on a night with LaCap bawling out, even with D'Lo going off, this dude knocked in seven threes. So LeCap's going off, D'Lo's going off, and for most of the game, AD was even better than both of them and couldn't even miss a shot. Literally couldn't miss. Yo, AD, what's good?
AD, what's good, baby?
AD, I'll tell you what's good. You were good. AD was what's good. Until he wasn't. Until he disappeared late. But for the first three quarters, AD was in fact the best player on the floor. AD, I can't believe I'm going to say this. For the first three quarters, AD was actually the face of the franchise. Again, for three quarters. But then that same face of the franchise buried itself in the sand and did a complete disappearing act down the stretch. While the rest of the Lakers, not named LeCap, also did the same thing down the stretch. The Lake Show had it all going. Denver could not have looked more disinterested for most of the game. But in a way, it's like they knew. They knew they could just get around to beating these dudes later on. Why waste the energy right now? Like Jamal Murray. He'd be the first to tell you, he couldn't throw it in the ocean for most of the game. Then somehow, some way, after being down 20, in the second half, Denver finds themselves with the ball and the last shot in a tie game, and Jamal does this.
Nuggets, 12 seconds remaining. They're not going to call timeout. 9 seconds remaining. Murray's got to go. Murray lets it fly. Yeah! Oh, my God!
So, far from Jamal's best night, but it had the best possible ending. And he did play well late. He played really well late, not just that shot. But the best possible ending and the worst possible ending to what was basically the best possible Laker night for much of the night. I mean, what a mic drop moment for Jamal Murray. Actually, and this is where things get interesting, actually the first of a few mic drop moments last night. Because for some reason, the butthurt Lakers kept dropping mics and storming off the stage in the postgame, handling that loss about as badly as you'd expect. Yo, Lakers, the hell happened? Yo, AD, the hell happened? Maybe you can help us out here. Yo, AD, first off, what's good, AD?
AD, what's good, baby?
What's good, baby?
AD, what's good?
My second question, the hell happened to all of you at the end of the game, big dude?
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Great look, AD. Thanks for the insight, AD. Thanks for the high basketball IQ, AD. Thanks for clearing that up and then storming off the podium and throwing a butthurt temper tantrum. Real face of the franchise kind of stuff, AD. This was supposed to be your big moment too, AD. Yo, AD, what's good? Let me ask
AD,
you something.
What's good, baby?
What bothered you more? The choke job? Jokic dominating you when it mattered most? Or that defensive player of the year snub that you also were so butthurt about? Wait, don't say anything. You don't even need to get up and stomp off. I already know the answer. The answer is yes. But why do I think this dude was at his best for most of that game? Not because they had to have it, not because he's the face of the franchise, but rather because he was all bent about the defensive player of the year snub. I mean, you would think that losing 9 in a row to Denver would be motivation enough. But AD had to dig even deeper. He had to go all the way to the quote, "The league doesn't like me," end of quote. He actually uttered that phrase to ESPN when he found out he was not a finalist for the DPOY. Quote, "The league doesn't like me." He said that. The league doesn't like him. Never mind that the league doesn't even vote for that award. Journos and broadcasters do. The league doesn't like me is so lame and so hilarious. And so childish. The league doesn't like me. Yeah, well, the league doesn't vote on the award, AD. But the league doesn't like me. Hey, if it'll make you feel better, AD, these dudes love you.
AD, what's good, baby?
You know who doesn't like you? The journos and the broadcasters who didn't include you. The league has got nothing to do with it. Hey, believe me, the league likes you. That's why they let you go to L.A. You would think that losing 9 in a row would be motivation enough, but no. No. Anyway, whatever works is fuel, right, AD? Because you came out on fire. 14 of 15 from the field, running on the cleanest burning rocket fuel ever. Look like you're going to run them right out of the gym. Until you ran out of gas yourself. Which is why I think there's a little more to this epic collapse than Jamal Murray made a shot. What happened?
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Oh, is that it? Is that it? Jamal Murray made a shot? Like we're all so stupid. How do we not know? What happened? Jamal Murray made a shot?
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Yeah, but what about the rest of that 20-point lead, AD? Yes, he did. He didn't make a shot. I'll give you that. I'll give you something else. You didn't make a shot in the entire fourth quarter. AD did not score after the 7:15 mark of the third quarter. Yet he's the one stomping off and owning nothing. Pretty tough on the Lake Show to close out the defending champs, who have beaten them 9 times in a row without any help at all in crunch time from AD. But yeah, I can't deny it. Jamal Murray did make a shot.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Wow, bro. You have any idea how bad a look that is? How bad an act that is, especially from an alleged face of the franchise. Incredibly enough, though, AD's post-game case of butthurt and storm off wasn't even the most cringe post-game case of butthurt and storm off of the night. La Bag somehow actually managed to top it. Well, we all know how. He LeBagged it all up. LeBag went vintage LeBag and somehow found a way to make that hideous gag job about the replay center.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. Makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Knicks game too. What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here? You see, this is why the GOAT, allegedly, has been glossed LeBag. The guy was so amazing last night. He really was. He was outrageously good last night. The last thing I want to do is crush this dude after that performance last night. For real. I'm not even messing around. This old man is still absolutely incredible. I just don't know what's more unbelievable at this point. His level of play on the floor or his level of utter baggery off of it.
What are we doing?
Right. The replay center gagged away that 20-point lead. It was totally the replay center's fault. The replay center blew that gigantic lead. Just like the replay center also has that 10-game losing streak to the Nuggets. It's the replay center that has lost 10 in a row to Denver. Somebody call Sekakis. Tell them it's their fault the Lakers blew that game last night and can't beat the Nuggets. Somebody let those nerds who are locked up in that dark, windowless room in the New Jersey swamp know that they're the ones that cost LeBag and AD and D'Lo and the Ham and the Car Flag Nation a huge game.
What are we doing?
Man, what a bad look. That goes for the entire Lake Show. But I'm not sure anybody looks worse right now than Smoked Ham. Smoked Ham had a day, right? First, there was a report before the game that he is expected to return next season. Although I'm not sure that I'm convinced of that. If they get run out of here 4 in a row, are you going to tell me, oh yeah, we're bringing him back? The genie bus doesn't want to pay him off. Then the Ham ran into a microphone pregame and casually admitted that he had no idea how to stop the Joker.
Taller than everybody, wingspan, skill set. It's like, I don't know what to do. You know what
I mean? I mean, I know you think you're being funny, the Ham, but it's not funny. Yeah, we know you have no idea what to do. Because that's totally what it looked like to everybody watching, especially late in the game. Actually, the entire game, when that big dude went for a triple-double in 20-20. Of course you have no idea what to do about the Joker. And you have no answers in the fourth quarter when Michael Malone has been absolutely turning you inside out. I know, Ham. I can tell by watching. That's why you've been glossed Smoked Ham.
I don't know what to do.
We know. We know you don't know what to do. Wait a lake show, lake show. Smoked Ham doesn't know what to do. LeBag is blaming the replay center. AD is butthurt that, quote, the league doesn't like him. All the while, the Nuggets are just doing what they always do, playing with their food when it comes to playing with the Lakers, and then beating their ass. Oh, and yeah, Jamal Murray, he made a shot late,
Jamal
too.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Kind of hard to get behind LeBron's blame the replay center when he misses a wide-open three himself right before Jamal's game winner.
Defender falls, LeBron three. Rebound by Porter. Oh! With the timeout, we are tied.
I love it. Don't call it. Tie ball game, worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move.
Did the replay center miss that shot, LeBron, or did
Jamal
you?
Murray made a shot.
Replay center is not going to help LeBron get any more wide open than he was for that shot. And the replay center is not going to put a hand in Jamal's face. The replay center is not going to make adjustments to counter Denver's adjustments. Maybe the Lakers will use the replay center to figure out who should get the most blame a week from now when they're clearing out their lockers, because you know there's going to be some blame. The replay center can help them choose who to run under the bus, because you know that's coming too. Charles Barkley knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. One thing you can always count on with the Lakers, they're going to throw somebody under the bus when they lose. Going back to Russell Westbrook, going back to Frank Vogel, now I guess it's D'Angelo Russell. The Nuggets right now, they're just a better team than the Lakers.
Not right now. Well, yes, right now. But they have been. They have been. Which is what we were saying going into that series. Which is why I said they'll probably find a way to win five or push it to five games on pride alone. They are a better team than the Lakers. In terms of matchups, the Lakers don't. Still no answer for Jokic, and apparently no answer for the replay center. And no answer for the fact that the league doesn't like AD. What a line, man. Nice maturity. Nice face of the franchise vibe. The league doesn't like me. The Lakers are like the Nuggets when it comes to throwing somebody under the bus. Let me repeat that. The Lakers are like the Nuggets in terms of domination when it comes to throwing somebody under the bus. The bus is Deadeye when it comes to running over a scapegoat selected by Bron. Et al. LeBron James is the LeBron James of pointing the finger at other people when they lose. That bus is Jamal Murray. That bus that a Laker, probably the Ham, is going to find himself underneath. That bus is Jamal Murray with time expiring. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Like Chuck pointed out, Westbrook. Splash. Vogel, bang! Ham? D'Lo? Replace center?
Let's just fly! Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Replay center. You have to wear that forever. You have to wear that choke job forever, replay center. Blowing a 20-point lead, replay center. I'm telling you, these guys.
What the f*** do we have a replay center if it's going to go?
I got a question. What the hell are you doing blowing a 20-point lead in a game you have to have that you're dominating? I think that's a better question. Nuggets couldn't care less. They're getting their asses run out of their own house. And yet there they were, stabbing you right in the heart again. And you're going to sit up here and blame the replay center?
Hey, what are we doing?
Goat, this is why you're glossed the bag. It's so baggy. How do you not own that? It's so simple. You get up there and you say, I can even tell you what to say. Tip my hat to the Nuggets. That's why they're the world champs. But we have to finish that game. We have to do better.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
But why? Why is that so confusing to you? Unbelievable. Yo, Car Flag Nation, reaction. And Nugget fan, do what you want with that. Man, that is embarrassing. Losing the game is embarrassing enough. But the reaction to losing that game, the way they lost that game, is even more embarrassing.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Yes, he did. Great take, AD. Thanks for the insight, AD. Hey, AD, you know what's not good? Your insight, your ownership, and your take that the league doesn't like me. Way to be about team. Way to lead from the front. Way to be a face of the franchise. I mean, come on. How lucky are the Sixers that you gagged as hard as you did? Because you know I'd be all over that to start the show. 1-800-636-8686. Let me see some reaction. I'm curious before I go to break. At Sean Rohasek, quote, Jim, why is it always Denver? Signed, Laker fan in their blubbering soccer fan mood today. AD's like, why does the league hate me? LeBron's like, it's the first round of the playoffs. Why is it always the replay center? Imagine this dude complaining about not getting calls. LeBron not getting calls. The Lakers not getting calls.
What the f*** do we have a replay?
One guy is complaining that the league doesn't like him, and the other one seems to be suggesting that the league has it in it for them.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here, man? The replay center, we're playing our asses off. The replay center just ripped that game from us. Easier to make the argument, Bron, had you not blown another double-digit lead.
Jamal Murray made
hey, Rome, 20 points in 10 games in a row? The last time there's been a ham choke job like this was when Mama Cass got a little peckish. All right, there's one and only one, and now we're done.
Now I'm done.
Rome Slice, LeBron James is the LeBron James of complaining and whining. Oh! Regards, LeBron James. Geoff and Lincoln, war glossing this dude, LeBron blames. Ian in Chicago writes, LeBron is so rich. He flops around like a fish on the court and has the audacity to call out the refs for what he thinks are no calls. Brah, you and your team called out the smoke and are getting worked by the Nuggets. Own it. You're the GM. Ian in Chicago.
What are we doing?
Man, own the whole thing. You had a 20-point lead in a game that could have flipped the series, A 20-point lead in a game you had to have. A 20-point lead against a team you had lost 9 in a row to. A 20-point lead in a game after a game where you had a double-digit lead that you let it get away. All of that. A 20-point lead when AD's having the game of his life. A 20-point lead when D'Lo is on his way to making 7 threes. A 20-point lead in a game where you're playing out of your mind, LeBron. And you lose. And you're going to blame it on the replay center. And y'all are going to stomp off the podium and be all butthurt. Bad looks all the way around. Except for the Nuggets, who look awesome and are laughing their asses off. Wow. Seriously, you can't get up in here with a take after that. If not now, then when? After that game and that night of ball. Especially after the weekend and how bad things were. All right, so hit me up. Get up in here. Bo Nix coming up shortly. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks is now offering Apple Pay as well for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love it. I love Prize Picks. We all do. Alvy will have a prize pick later on. Alvy nailed his 4 yesterday, by the way. Download the app right now and use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Cardio guy. I hit my cardio as hard as I possibly can. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes after tough, tough cardio workouts, I'm a little stiff. I'm not moving around as well, or at least I used to be, but now I found myself recovering better. I feel better. Relief Factor. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, myself included. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. In 3 weeks or less, you will know if it's working because you will feel the difference all day, every day. I know I do. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Once again, that phone number is toll free. Use it. 1-800-636-8686. Jim, been a Laker fan my entire life. Hey, fellas, you can use the in-season banner to clean up the vomit that you left on the court last night. I don't use the word we when talking about sports, but we suck. Wesley near Boise. Listen, bad enough not to finish. Bad enough not to close that game out. Bad enough not to seal that deal. But you know what? Even worse to act the way you acted after the game. Stomping off the podium, pointing the finger at the replay center, saying the league doesn't like me, being all butthurt and entitled. That to me is just as bad as the loss itself, if not worse. Laker fan, I need your reaction. I mean, you should be embarrassed. They're not. But how can you not be? You should be embarrassed that they're not embarrassed. And I can't believe that they're not embarrassed. All right, when we come back, Bo Nix, former Oregon Ducks quarterback, joins us. That's coming up next. First up, though, here is a bottom of the hour sports update. Here's Andrew Bogish. Welcome back. So I'll get to the other game. Knicks and Philly, absolutely wild last night. Would have led with that for sure. Had the Laker Nugget game knock on the way it went. Right now I'm efforting Bo Nix. He is officially on the clock. We'll try and run that down as quickly as possible. Coming up next hour, Joe Varden joins us. Meantime, I'm still trying to get you to hammer the phones. Make it better. 1-800-636-8686. Eric in the South Side writes, Jim, was that audio of 80's mic drop or a body drop before considered a divorce. War nug sweep.
Sweetheart, be reasonable. After all, we're married.
Did kind of sound like that.
Considered a divorce.
I'm really not sure what AD or why AD has any comment whatsoever on the DPOY voting in the midst of a playoff series like that. I have no idea why he's even commenting on that. Much less saying, man, the league doesn't like me. I mean, dude, you've been in this thing so long. You're the guy that LeBron tried to hand the torch to, the baton to. You're the guy who's supposed to lead the face of one of the most storied franchises in all of sport. And that's where you're handling that.
Divorce.
Joined right now by an NFL draft prospect. He is a quarterback who has played the last two seasons for the Oregon Ducks. After starting his career with Auburn, he was the 2023 Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year. He was a first-team All-Pac-12 selection. He finished third in last year's Heisman Trophy voting, set all sorts of Oregon records. He appears courtesy of new Old Spice Total Body Deodorant. He is Bo Nix. Bo, good to have you on the program. Bo, what's up? How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you, Bo. So, the draft is now 2 days away. I'm curious, what is your mindset and how you feeling emotionally as you get ready to find out who's going to select you and where you're going to continue your career?
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's not much left that I can do. You know, the hay's kind of in the barn now, but they just have to make their decisions. And whatever happens, I'm going to be confident in it and, you know, believe that the Lord has me there for a reason.
Bo Nix joining us. You know, Bo, we've all been mock drafted to death. I'm curious, do you check out to see what other people are saying and what the speculation is, or do you make sure to see as little of that as possible?
I try to see as little as possible. There's, you know, many mock drafts every year, and, you know, it may get a few of them right, but nobody really knows until the draft gets going and everybody starts making their decisions because, you know, most people keep their information quiet and not – a lot of it gets out. So, you know, we obviously know a few guys that are going to go in spots, but there's no, you know, guarantees or for sure. So I don't think there's really a reason to look too much into it. And, you know, it'll just cause too much unadded, you know, pressure and anxiety that really you can't even control. And most of it's not even going to happen. So from that, you know, point of view, we go through it every year, you know, at Oregon, Coach Lanning would always show us the mock drafts and then, you know, show us what actually happened. And it's crazy the amount that's changed.
Bo Nix joining us. I agree with you 100%. Like, to your point, everybody is playing poker this time of year. Let me ask you this. Did you get any sense from any team that you're the one they want, that if you're still on the board, they're taking you?
Well, yeah, I got a great sense from every team that I met with. You know, we had great talk and, you know, they were very polite and very, you know, easygoing and easy to talk to. So I think they give off that impression to many guys that they talk to. I think they, you know, want to keep everything on the table and keep everything open.
Talking to Bo Nix. You know, Bo, I'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who's had the college experience that you had at Auburn and Oregon, in addition to a bunch of records that I could have mentioned that I didn't. But you set a bunch of records at Oregon. You also set the NCAA career mark for most starts by a quarterback with 61 in your career. Do you think, then, that you're the most pro-ready quarterback in this talented draft class?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the most because there's other guys that are that have achieved, you know, remarkable achievements. But I definitely think, you know, I'm, you know, as prepared or, you know, and you know, tied up with those guys. But I, you know, have prepared a lot, you know, have gone through a lot of college experiences, seen about as much football as you can before this level. So whatever team, you know, does draft me, you know, I feel, you know, definitely like I've been through a lot in going to be able to take that to the next level, and it's only going to help me.
So, Bo, you mentioned Dan Lanning. I love the guy. It's a big, big Dan Lanning house here. You and he went 22-5. You won a pair of bowl games in your two seasons at Eugene. What are your biggest takeaways from your time with him?
Well, yeah, he was incredible. He was a relentless coach when it came to preparation, and he was always trying to find the next big thing. He was always trying to find an edge up on our competition. So, you know, whether it was, you know, a team that we should beat by a lot or a team that's going to be a tough game, you know, we prepared about the same for every single one. He always had something for us to gain an edge that week. We always had a key, you know, either phrase or something that we were focusing on, you know, to keep us engaged throughout the season. And I always felt like we just never overlooked opponents. So he's an extreme competitor. You know, he's relentless when it comes to his work. And I truly believe he'll win a championship at Oregon before he's done.
Bo Nix joining us. You know, Bo, this is interesting. Much is made of the fact that you turned 24 in February, which means you're the same age as Zach Wilson, who's already played three NFL seasons and was traded yesterday. Some draft analysts have listed your age as, quote, a concern because they might prefer a younger prospect with a longer pro runway. Let me flip that. Why do you think that coming into the league in your mid-20s is a positive thing?
Well, I mean, you know, quite frankly, I played five seasons in college, played 5 years of high school football. So, I've played about as much football as you can to get ready for this next adventure. But, age is a number and, you know, runways are up to guys who take care of their body. And, I'm glad they didn't put an age limit on Tom Brady or we wouldn't have seen greatness. So, that's for them to they can turn all they want. That's neither here nor there. But it's up to me and whatever franchise I go to make, the most out of my career. And I'm excited about the opportunity. I think with my experience has come a lot of growth to where I've maybe further ahead than what most guys are, you know, going into the league at this point. I'm excited. I've seen a lot of experiences. And also, you know, I started playing football in seventh grade, so I gained some experience on the front end thanks to my dad. So I'm ready to roll with, however long I'm able to play.
You are a coach's son, no doubt about that. And your dad was a great player as well. You've teamed up with new Old Spice Total Body Deodorant. What are the details? And what was the experience like of shooting an Old Spice commercial that also featured Mark Sanchez and Fred Warner?
Yeah, so the commercial experience was great. It was fun to be around Fred and Mark as well as Jackson. We had a great time on set, and it was really fun to present the Old Spice new Total Body Deodorant. It delivers 24/7 freshness, it's for total body, so it's for all overs from pits to toes. And, I think the most important thing is, 50% of guys worry about their body odor, beyond their armpits. And especially in a locker room, you get guys that may be a little self-conscious about that. And, Old Spice has given us a deodorant now that will help with that, and so that's really important to note. And just really excited to partner with Old Spice, and I feel like it's a great opportunity, and just really fun getting this product out.
Obviously, appearing courtesy of Old Spice today and getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft, he set Oregon records throwing for over 4,500 yards as well as 45 TDs. He set an NCAA record for highest single-season completion percentage rate at over 77.5%. He is Bo Nix. Bo, it's great to visit with you. Good luck at the draft. I'd love to run you down after you find out where you're going to live and work.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate you, Bo. Thank you for your time. Bo Nix joining us. All right, so there's our number one almost. Let's get another bit of reaction in here. Drew in West L.A., quote, "If I'm Jeannie Buss, I'm lobbing a call to senior HR analyst Janet Rome to see if there are sufficient grounds to terminate Darvin Ham." Janet Rome would probably have a take. She did that job for a long time. The thing is, Jeannie doesn't need sufficient grounds. She can just do it. The thing about it, though, it'd be without cause. So she'd have to pay him off. And the thinking is, she doesn't want to pay him off. So what, you're going to let him coach 2 more years? I'm not looking to get anybody fired. But I agree with Charles Barkley. The one thing the Lakers are really good at is not winning championships anymore, but running people under the bus when they don't win championships or don't come close. Somebody's getting run under that bus if they get run the hell out of the first round again. And if that streak goes to 12, I still happen to think they're going to win a game. A game. I think that if they win or push it to 6 games, they ought to fly that banner too. They're not winning the series. We know this. They're not winning this series, especially after last night, and somebody's going to pay the price. Somebody's getting run under the bus. But would she pay him off to go away? Up until now, Jeannie Buss is on record as saying, the ham is fine. We're going to bring the ham back. Yeah, but that was before they blew two double-digit leads. And the ham went into last night's game by admitting, yeah, I don't know how to stop Nikola. And then he became smoked ham. Yeah, I get it. Nobody can stop this guy, but maybe you don't want to say that right before the game. Stay tuned.